Janet Ivanovich was born in New Jersey, which is, as her legions of fans know, home to the one, the only Stephanie Plum, bounty hunter. Janet was the first in her family to attend college and studied art at Douglas College at Rutgers. After marrying and having kids, Janet became a housewife. In her 30s, though, she got the writing bug. For 10 years, Janet attempted to write the great American novel, with no success. Then, someone suggested she try writing romance novels. After nearly giving up hope in that genre, Janet received an offer to buy her second romance manuscript for $2,000, which she considered an astounding sum. That novel, Hero at Large, was published in 1987 under the pen name Steffi Hall. The following year, Janet began writing for Bantam under her own name. For the next 5 years, she continued to write romance, until she realized she enjoyed writing the action sequences more than the sex scenes. Inspired by the Robert De Niro movie Midnight Run, Janet decided her heroine would be a bounty hunter. Voila! Stephanie Plum was born. The books are wonderfully rollicking rides, populated with memorable characters whose antics will make you laugh out loud. Really. Fans love them, and Janet has sold more than 75 million books worldwide. Today we'll speak with Janet about her newest in the incredibly popular series, Top Secret 21. Welcome, Janet. It's great to have you with us on the Book Report.
Thank you. It's fun to be with you today.
In doing the research for this interview, I noticed that early on in your career, your pen name was Steffi Hall. And of course, we all know and love Stephanie Plum. So was there an actual Stephanie in your life?
No, it was just a name that I especially liked. I think there's a lot of music to it. And I come from South River, New Jersey, which is, or at least when I was a kid, it was pretty much an immigrant town, Eastern European, a lot of Russians and Slavs and Polish people. And there were a lot of Stephanies there, and I just always thought it was a pretty name.
Yeah. Tell us a bit about Stephanie's antics in Top Secret 21.
The book starts out with Stephanie moonlighting for this security expert ranger. There are two men in Stephanie's life. There's Joe Morelli, who's a Trenton cop, and then there's Ranger, who is this kind of dark, mysterious, dangerous guy, has a security agency. And Stephanie is moonlighting, helping him with the job in the beginning of the book. And as it turns out, the guy that she helps Ranger arrest turns out to have been planted. I don't want to give too much of the plot away, but there's a lot of danger in this book for Ranger. There's very insidious crime involved, and somebody from Ranger's past looking to destroy him. So she's involved in that. She's involved with Ranger. And then there's a guy, Jimmy Paletti, who has car dealerships in New Jersey, very successful, and is doing stuff in the back room that is very illegal, human trafficking, drugs, you name it. So Stephanie is involved in both of these things. There's a lot of action in this book. I always have a lot of junk food, and I always have a couple hot guys, and there's a lot of funny stuff with Stephanie's family and her partner, Lula. But in this book, there's also a very serious crime, and there's a lot of action.
Right. You know, I love Lula. She is my favorite, and I'm hoping that one day she'll write a book about fashion. How do you get her dialogue so consistently hysterical?
Yeah, I don't know. Lula is one of those entirely made-up characters. She's kind of Stephanie on steroids. Lula's just more of everything. A lot of the characters in this series I'm related to. You know, I make composites of people that I actually know. Lula is really pretty much entirely made up, and I don't know where the Lula voice comes from, but she's very clear in my head. I see Lula, I hear Lula. Lula walks around in front of me.
And then, of course, I think Grandma Mazur must be a runaway favorite of Stephanie's supporting characters. Is she someone you know?
Yeah, Grandma Mazur is a combination of my Aunt Lena and my Grandma Fanny. And when I was a kid, I lived in, you know, like I said, South River, this little town. It didn't have a lot of recreation, but we had two great funeral parlors, and that was the social center. So every afternoon, all the ladies in my neighborhood would come over to my Aunt Lena's big kitchen, and they'd sit there and go over the obits and decide who they were going to, you know, what the evening's entertainment was going to be. So, and my Grandma Fanny, I mean, she just, she was filled with life. Both of these women just had a zest, you know, just had a joy for life. They had no sense of age. They just had a sense of being alive. And so, and I, you know, I've tried to give that to Grandma Mazur.
And is there a Grandma Bella deep in the dark recesses of your family?
Yeah, no, Grandma Bella is, Grandma Bella is straight out of fiction, but it seemed to me that she belonged in the series. I've heard stories about women like Grandma Bella. Grandma Bella is Joe Morelli's grandmother who comes from Sicily, and the longer she's living in Trenton, the more Italian she becomes. And she thinks she has this ability to give people the eye, to put, you know, the Italian curse on them. And maybe she does. We don't really know for sure. People come down with warts and, you know, they lose their hair, and it's usually attributed to Grandma Bella.
We're speaking with Janet Ivanovich on The Book Report. One memorable character in this novel is a height-challenged crook with irritable bowel syndrome. Introduce us to Briggs.
Randy Briggs appeared, I forget where he first happened in the series, but he's been in and out of the series for years, and he's just this kind of cranky guy. He's only about 3 feet tall, but you don't want to mess with him because he is a tough little guy, and he has an attitude, and he's not the most popular person in the world. But you know, because he's vertically challenged, of course, he uses it. He is not ashamed of using his height to get him anything that he wants, and he gets all these great jobs, and he gets you know, the best parking places, all because he's willing to use what he has. And in this book, he is in a lot of trouble because he was an accountant for Jimmy Paletti, who, of course, is the guy with the car dealership. And he knows where all the bodies are buried, Randy Briggs does. So Stephanie finds herself in the unpleasant position of having to protect Randy Briggs. And I had a lot of fun with that.
Right. Your writing style is so descriptive. For example, you describe a thug shirt as South Beach meets JCPenney's. How do you keep coming up with those gems?
I don't know. That's some of it is point of view, I think. That's what humor is about. I have some real physical I Love Lucy humor in my books because that's my background. I grew up with I Love Lucy. I'm aging myself now. You know, of course I saw it on, you know, reruns because we all know I'm really only 34. I'm now finally younger than my children.
Oh.
But, that happened. But some of it is social commentary and observation and a lot of things that people see and take into their head and find it disturbing. It goes into my head and it comes out as something funny. And I think some of it depends on, you know, because I absolutely don't believe in political correctness. I don't want any part of that. I think it's like ruined society. We can't have a sense of humor about ourselves anymore. So I believe in kindness and common sense. And political correctness has no place in my books. I think you can't legislate kindness. So I'm willing to say, you know, almost anything about anybody.
All right. And we applaud you. You know, Lorelai King does such an amazing job with the audiobooks narration. Are you involved at all with the production of the audiobooks?
I'm not, but I do choose Lorelai. We've been working with her for years, and she's actually become a very good friend, and she's very talented. She's also an actress. And if you look at the movie Notting Hill,
yes,
with Julia Roberts, she was the press secretary in that movie for Julia Roberts. So she's very talented, and I think she does an amazing job. So she's always my first choice as reader.
She's great. So what's next for Stephanie? Are you already at work at 22?
I'm not. I have two co-authors that I'm working with now. One is Lee Goldberg, and we already have two of his books out there. The third book, The Job, comes out in November. And I have a brand new co-author, Beef Sutton. Both of these are television guys. Beef Sutton wrote and was the showrunner, producer of Cheers for a bunch of years, has three Emmys, and has come on board to work with me. We've been friends for a long time. And his first book will be coming out a year from now in this June slot. So my Stephanie Plum book is going to be moved to November in 2015.
All right.
So right now, I'm working on the two new manuscripts that I've gotten from these guys, and I'm really having a lot of fun with it because they're very different. Stephanie Plum is local, you know, it's local crime, it's always in Trenton, and the Lee Goldberg books are big adventure stories. They're global. They're take place in all sorts of exotic places, and the crimes are a little bit larger. It's about a con man and an FBI and a female FBI agent, and so it's a lot of fun for me. I sort of live vicariously through Lee Goldberg, you know, because he takes me to all of these places. And the new book by Beef Sutton that will be coming out next year is it takes place mostly in this country, but it's not regional. It's all over the place, and it involves very serious crimes, and it's about this kind of eccentric, very wealthy guy who's partnered up with a Harvard law school graduate, who is the daughter of a Texas sheriff. And so they're off saving the world. And so that's really what I'm doing now. I've given myself 4 months to work on these two co-author projects, and then I'll start another Plum after that.
All right. Well, we will certainly look forward to those. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, you're welcome. It's been fun.